Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Logic Sports NFL Sunday podcast. It's week 6. I'm joined by Nasir Shubar and Dan Pleat. How are you guys doing this today?
Feeling good. Getting ready for this game today.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm ready for the slate of games, like you said.
Yeah, good slate of games. And like we do every week, we go through 3 games, one at every time slate. And at the 1 o'clock game, we're going to go with the Carolina Panthers visiting the Washington Redskins in Washington, D.C. The Redskins 2-3, the Panthers 3-1. What do you think is the key to the Panthers' early season success?
The key, I think Cam Newton's success, rushing and passing, has been the reason why they've been winning games. They just had a close game against the Giants where they had to kick a game-winning field goal, but I think that momentum is going to push them, like it did the Eagles last season, into like a kind of a rolling ball, I guess I want to say. Like, they're going to be successful, especially since the Redskins just got blown out against the Saints. That's another team in their division. They're going to have, like, not the same play style, but they're going to be kind of up-tempo trying to get the ball downfield, whether it be through Cam, rushing, or passing the ball.
Yeah, I feel like Cam's done really well. He's looking like he kind of like he did a few years ago when he made that Super Bowl run. He's still got a lot to work on. His passing is still not great for how long he's been in the league, but I feel like he's working on it, and he's getting used to his new receivers, and like Funchess and Curtis Samuel is only in there for a few years, and same with what's the rookie?
DJ Moore.
DJ Moore, thank you.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I just think it's going on with Christian McCaffrey and Cam Newton. They have a good chemistry, and Christian McCaffrey's a good weapon out of the backfield, running the ball or receiving, and that's really leading Carolina to the success this year. But let's go over to the Washington side, and they start off the season looking kind of good, like a surprise, but then now they dropped a couple games in a row, and they're looking to bounce back. So is there any way that they can do this?
I don't think they're a good team as advertised, because I think they're just an average to subpar team. Honestly, I think Alex Smith is just kind of a check down type of player, kind of in the same role as Eli, but a little bit more accurate because he knows where to place the ball, but he's not really willing to take the shots necessary to win you games. They need to have more of a vertical attack, like how he did a little bit at times. He shows he can have that at times. He just needs to be able to do that more consistently, so that way his team's not just getting backed up and getting shut down whenever like they feel like they're getting clustered.
See, like, the Redskins are just, they seem like a weird team so far this year. They started off with the Cardinals, and that was a win. And then they lost to the Colts, which I found that weird, just because they looked really good against the Cardinals, even though the Cardinals aren't great. And then they came back and they beat the Packers, who I thought were pretty good. And then they lost to the Saints by a loss. So, like, I don't know who I'm going to see today. Like, the Redskins could come out and Alex Smith could look like MVP candidate first 6 weeks of last season or something like that. But at the same time, I feel like the Redskins could just come out flat. So, like, I honestly have no idea what to expect.
I mean, I think the Redskins play a good game, because if you look at when they did blow out Green Bay, they were at home and comfortable and everything. And then they play the Saints on the road, they lose. So, I think being at home helps this team a lot. And their defense is a type of defense that's athletic enough, I should say, to stop Cam Newton running the ball. But I don't know what's going on with those corners. I think that they will pick on Josh Norman a lot, knowing that he's struggling as of late, and he's a former Panther, so they know his weakness. But speaking of Josh Norman, what do you make of him being benched last week at halftime?
I just think it was a lot of emotions. He didn't really like that they went to the dome that New Orleans plays in, and they kind of just let Breeze do what everyone expected to. I think he wanted to come in and really show that they were, like, a good team and not let Breeze get that record. But he kind of came in the first half and did it pretty easily. So I think Josh Norman was probably just a little heated about that and couldn't really take it.
Yeah, I think him and his counterpart that he was getting into a fight with back a couple years ago, and Odell Beckham, are very similar in personality. I think they're very frustrated with the way that their team is playing, Odell being offense and then Josh Norman obviously being defense. I think he believes that they're a much better defense than that they are showing, that they shouldn't be giving up these type of blowout numbers, because this is like a college football game with all these points being scored, and that's just not happening every week, and that shouldn't be the case. And he believes in himself more than anybody else does. And I think he is a talented corner, but I just think he needs to play better as well as the rest of the defense.
I mean, I don't think he got benched because of his play. They said at halftime, in the locker room when Jay Gruden was talking, he put on headphones and was just listening to headphones. And when Jay Gruden asked him to take them off, he said no. And that's why people think that he got benched. But he does do a lot of talking, and it worked at first. But now he's kind of falling off as one of the top corners in the NFL. So it's not really working. And people like Michael Thomas, who is one of the best receivers in the league, they're going to get to him, and they're going to let him know about it.
Let him know that's his son. Twitter beef.
Crazy. So that's what happens when you talk a lot and you can't back it up in the NFL, at least. It's a big boy league. But that leads us into the question of the day. As we talked about the Panthers and the Redskins, it has to do with the Panthers in this one. And we all know Cam Newton is one of the best rushing quarterbacks of all time. And currently he's third on the all-time rushing list for quarterbacks. So who are the top two quarterbacks ahead of Cam Newton?
Rushing? My first guess is going to be Michael Vick. Second guess? I don't even know who to think of. As a rushing quarterback? I don't know.
I'm gonna stick with Mike Vick as the number one, and I'm just gonna throw this out here and say Russell Wilson's number two. It's probably not right.
Cam's rushed a lot. I think it's someone back in the day, and I just can't think of who it would have been.
Yeah. We'll get to the question of the day after we talk about the rest of these games. But moving on to the 4 o'clock game. We're going to the game of the week that's going to be on CBS. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars heading up to Dallas to face the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas coming off a loss. Same with Jacksonville. Jacksonville lost last week to the Chiefs, and it wasn't a pretty game at all. But Dallas played a hard-fought game in Houston. What can you expect of these two teams colliding?
I think it's going to be a good game. It's definitely going to be a battle of the defenses. I think Dallas has a pretty solid defense. I think Dak's going to have to rely on Zeke really heavily this game and the rush defense, because the Jacksonville Jags are actually, they're number 14 on the list against rushing defense. So Zeke's going to have to put up a good performance. And I'm not sure how good Blake Bortles is going to do against the Cowboys front seven. Honestly, I think DeMarcus Lawrence is going to get back there a couple times himself. It caused a lot of havoc for them.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what to expect. You said Dallas was home, so I'm thinking Dallas could have the advantage because their fan base is kind of coming into its own a little bit more, because they know that they have like good pieces. So I mean, it depends. It depends what kind of Dak shows up. Last week against Houston, I thought he was pretty good, but now that he's facing a better team and they just lost that game, it's like where does he head now? Like, is his mind in the right place that he's going to come out like doing well again and like feeding Zeke like he should, or like what's going to happen? I think the Jaguars might be able to get to him a little bit.
See, this is a game where like the Jaguars, they're obviously the better team, but as a Cowboys fan, I'm very negative towards the Cowboys, but I feel confident in this game because I get nervous as a Cowboys fan when it comes to good offenses. But I think our offense is one of the worst in the league, and same with Jacksonville. I don't think their offense is that good, especially with Fournette being out. Yeldon is good, but he's not Fournette. And Blake Bortles is by far the worst quarterback that Dallas played this year, even worse than Eli Manning, in my opinion, right now. But and also, if you look at Jacksonville's receiving core, I think this is the one receiving core you could say is almost as bad as Dallas's, if not worse. They have some young players. They have like D.D. Westbrook and Keelan Cole, but They're inconsistent. So I think it's gonna come down to the defenses, and we can expect a low scoring game. Like a really low scoring game. Like it'll be a blessing if you got a touchdown in that game. But it's gonna have to rely on the two running backs, on Yeldon out of the backfield running the ball and receiving, and same with Ezekiel Elliott, obviously, because he's been Dallas's offense. He's been getting it moving. But if you're going down to Blake Bortles and Dak Prescott, who do you think needs to have the bigger game?
Who needs to have the bigger game to win? Yeah. I'd probably go, it would have to be Dak to win, because I don't think the Jacksonville Jaguars are a top three defense as far as the pass goes. So for him to actually have a good game against them, he's going to have to be consistent, and he's going to have to close down the noise that he hears outside with the stadium, because it is going to be hyped up. It's a big game for them. And he's going to have to honestly feel confident into throwing the ball to his receivers. Cause I think he lacks that confidence. Mm-hmm. I think the only person he's really confident in is Zeke. And that's just like the certain checkdown. Because Jalen Ramsey is going to be consistently talking trash. Yeah. He'll probably talk to Dak. He'll probably talk to the receivers because that's what he does. And that's what this team, this Jacksonville defense is. They're a bunch of rowdy guys willing to be physical and to get at you. So I think Dak's going to have the better game for them to succeed.
See, that's what I was thinking strictly because of the defenses, like how they match up. And obviously the Jaguars have a better one. But when it comes down to it, I feel like Dak, just because he has Zeke in that line, all he really has to do is manage the game, get into field goal range at least. Because when it comes to Bortles is going to have to be really good. Like, when are the real instances that you see him be really good? Like, he had the Patriots game, but you play such a bad team in KC and don't put up, like, any numbers. So, I mean, going to Dallas obviously has a better defense. So, after seeing Blake Bortles do that, I really think that he's just not that great and he has to do something. Like he has to show... Like, this game is, like, him, like, showing, like, somehow that he was, like, supposed to be a number one, like, not a number one, a top pick, even though, like, he's just not. So, he's going to have like, a miracle of a game, I think, honestly.
It's the number three defense versus the number nine defense of total yards. So.
It's gonna be interesting for sure, but I think Dak Prescott needs to have the bigger game just because, you know, he has all the pressure on him, and just because he showed that that he could be one of the best quarterbacks in the league his rookie year. And ever since that, people have been looking at him and comparing him this year and last year compared to his first year, and it hasn't been the same. So, and I know he's going to hear that outside noise, and Jacksonville's defense is definitely going to let him know. As compared to Blake Bortles, his expectations are already low because that's what he is. Like, we know he's a mediocre quarterback, and he can have his game, and I just don't think today – I don't think today will be his game – against a good Dallas secondary that likes to press and get a lot of pressure in your face as a quarterback. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a low-scoring game, kind of like the old-fashioned
Dak
game.
Just has, like, confidence. Like, I feel like I don't see that much confidence in Bortles unless, like, his defense is really strapping up the team, you know? But with Dak, it's like, even though he's not great, he doesn't seem to lack confidence when it comes to playing the game. Like, he's not putting his head down. Like, he's always talking and communicating with everyone. Like, he's actually a really good leader, I think. So that's why I was just saying, like, I think he just has to manage the game and, like, do what he's supposed to do. Like, because a lot of it's going to fall on Zeke, and Zeke's fine with that.
Yeah, Zeke is perfectly fine with that. And with both quarterbacks, it just comes with don't turn the ball over. Don't turn the ball over. Then you can probably win because you don't want to give a bad offense any favors and just give them good field position because, you know, that's going to come back and haunt you. But we're going to the 8 o'clock game now, and this is probably one of the most anticipated games of the season, as we have the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs going against the New England Patriots in Foxborough. Obviously, we know the Patriots, the evil empire of the NFL. They've been a consistent force for 20 years almost, and now the Kansas City Chiefs, who have been unstoppable so far this year. So when it comes to Belichick against Andy Reid, the Chiefs-Patriots, what can you expect in tonight's game?
I'm expecting high scoring both ways. I'm expecting, honestly, a shootout because I think this is two great offensive teams and offensive forces because Bill Belichick, obviously, we know, and Tom Brady, the connection there, they obviously know how to win big games. And I heard a stat that no quarterback under the age of 25 has beaten Bill Belichick. Yeah, mm-hmm. But this is my prediction. I think this will be the first one. I think Patrick Mahomes has the skill and the confidence, and he's already riding on this high to honestly go out and beat them. I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout, but I think it's going to be a competitive game. I'd say probably go up to the upper 30s, maybe like closer to the 40s range, just because it's going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
And I got the Chiefs coming out on this one on top by like a small amount.
See, that's the whole week I was thinking that same exact thing. And today I talked to my manager at work, and he has completely, like, convinced me. Like, the Patriots, Brady is looking at this game like, I'm at home, greatest of all time, but this kid wants to come in, like, 5-0, looking like the next star in the league. He's like, I think Brady's thinking, no, like, I'm shutting that down. I got Gronk, I got Edelman back, I got White out the backfield, I got Gordon, who could be a big play receiver if I really need to. And I am the greatest of all time. Like, I don't think him or Belichick wants Mahomes to do this, especially because the Chiefs came in last year without Mahomes and like, killed him. Mm-hmm. First week of the season. So, I really think Brady wants to, like, come against the Chiefs, knowing that they don't have a great defense, knowing that his defense maybe could hold Mahomes a little bit more than the Chiefs could hold Brady. Brady's like, just hold him a little bit, and I'll really, like, throw it, like keep my foot on the pedal, you know? Yeah. I think that's exactly what they're going to do, and they're going to win this game.
Well, yeah, like, Brady's definitely hungry. He definitely sees that. But the problem is Brady doesn't play defense, and that's how you stop Mahomes, is by playing defense. But I did hear an interesting fact. In the regular season, while Andy Reid's in Kansas City, he's 2-0 against Bill Belichick. So he definitely has confidence and definitely knows how to beat Bill Belichick.
Oh, definitely,
And both defenses are weak and both offenses are strong, so it is going to have to be a high-scoring game. But I think it's going to come down to mistakes in this game, and I think the Patriots will probably make less mistakes, and they're probably more ready for this game. They don't want anyone to come to their home and win, especially because they already have 2 losses, I believe. Yeah, so that's not – the Patriots, they lose 3 to 4 games every year. So for them to lose 3 games already, it just kind of seemed weird for me. Mm. And I think the Patriots will come out here and win the game, but it's definitely going to be a close game.
It's going to be the game of the week.
It's going to be interesting. But,
I have no doubt in my mind.
But who has a better game tomorrow out of Brady and Mahomes?
You mean tonight?
Yeah, tonight. I forgot. It's a Sunday night game.
I'm just going to go with Brady. Like I said, I think he's going to keep his foot on the pedal. And even if it's like checkdowns to James White who gets him those yards, when you look at the stats, I think Brady's going to do better than him.
My prediction is Brady's going to have a better game, but I think Kareem Hunt is going to be the X factor in this game. I think he's going to work in between the lines, and I think he's going to do good. Yeah. I think honestly he'll probably score 2 touchdowns because I think Mahomes is going to get them down there with his threats with Chris Conley, Tyreek Hill, and Sammy Watkins. I think he's going to get them down there. And Travis Kelce, yeah. But I think Kareem Hunt is going to be the one to drive the force in and score a couple of times and be like his safety valve for this game. Because
he,
they will
he did that last year with Alex Smith. He was killed the Patriots week one.
Well, yeah, that's what Kareem Hunt was a different
one. Yeah, right? So I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But he definitely will probably have a good game because they're going to be so focused on stopping Mahomes. And that's all everyone talked about. Yeah. And Kareem Hunt, he's been getting better as the season goes on. So hopefully he can catch his stride and, you know, have a big game. Because he started out last year as the best running back in the league.
Yeah.
And then when Kansas City started going down, he just became just a regular running back. And it's kind of been like that. It hasn't been, like, a lot of hype on Kareem Hunt. At least in my opinion. Like, in fantasy, I wouldn't draft him because I just didn't think he was that good. But in my opinion, I think Mahomes will probably have a better game, but they'll still lose. I think they'll probably be playing from behind most of the game. So, if you're the Chiefs and you want to get Kareem Hunt involved, like Nas said, then you have to score early. But besides that, if the Patriots get ahead, then I think they're confident in Sony Michel and James White as their running backs just to, you know, dink and dunk their way up the field and just take some time off the clock. Yeah. But I think Mahomes will definitely just be slinging the ball and just come out under the bright lights and tear it up, but that doesn't always mean you're going to win, like, against the Patriots. That's going to be very difficult. But coming in the defenses, what defense do you think has a better chance of stopping the other offense?
I'm going to keep going with the Patriots, honestly. Like, I love what Mahomes is doing. I think Andy Reid being his coach makes him that much better because when you give Andy Reid a young quarterback, he seems to do well. So, a guy with this arm strength, you think personally, like, you think he was just going to do amazing, and he probably will do amazing, but I think that defense has just enough to kind of, what's the word, I guess contain him more than you could contain Brady, you know? Like, they have, like, some, like, they have Gilmore in their secondary, they still one of the McCourties in their secondary, they have a decent D-line, like, they have a few pieces, you know? And just because I've seen, like, Tyreek Hill struggle, like, once or twice already this season, like, There is that chance that Mahomes just, like, comes out a little, like, against Denver, like, first half, he didn't even do that much. So, like, there are some holes, and I just think Brady's so good that he's already made the adjustments. And like you said, like, I don't think they're going to lose more than 2 games. So, like, that defense is going to help him do that, I think.
I'm going to disagree. I think the Chiefs' defense is honestly going to do better just because I believe that the experience that they've had with playing up against Brady. Like, they've got veterans, they got Justin Houston, they got Anthony Hitchens, they got Xavier Williams and Chris Jones up in the front seven. So I feel like that experience and the rush to get to Brady is going to have to be consistent. I think that's what it will be. I think they will try and get back. And I know Brady gets the ball out quick, but I think he's going to see a different side of this Kansas City Chiefs because they're still this happened last year. They had their good flow with their 5-0, but I think they're going to come with a steam, not trying to be that team that did this last year, not trying to repeat the past. Like, I think they're going to do better.
See, but because I think because Brady gets it out so quick, that's why the front seven will be, like, less of a factor. Because the Chiefs are on their third string safety. Like, Eric Berry's out, and then whoever's behind him is also out. But they're used
to Eric Berry being out.
I realize that, but still, like, it's not even, like, the second at this point. It's the third, and Eric Murray's also out as a cornerback. So, I mean, they have their issues, and I'm pretty sure Justin Houston's even doubtful for their front seven. So, I just think that defense is just so, like, torn up right now that Brady's going to see, like, one hole and just exploit it so well. Like, that's exactly what he does.
Yeah, he does.
And then when you do that, and you would Andy Reid will adjust, and he'll find someone else. Like, that's just what Tom Brady does, honestly.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, that's true. I can't even go away from that.
I don't like the guy, but he is the GOAT. Like, it's so undeniable at this point.
Yeah, all right. Crazy. So, before we go to Easy Pickings to end the podcast, we're going to go back to the question of the day. And the question of the day involved Cam Newton and how he's the third all-time rusher for quarterbacks. And recently, he passed Steve Young to become third. Steve Young is fourth. But the top two ahead of Cam Newton.
Don't say Randall Cunningham.
They both are on the Eagles. They both used to be on the Eagles.
Don't say Randall Cunningham.
And
it was
Michael Vick and Randall Cunningham.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking like a Steve Young.
I was thinking Randall Cunningham, and I was like, it makes sense.
Because you said Russell Wilson. And he came in the league after Cam. So, and like, I know Cam runs more than him. So.
I know, and I was thinking like, bro, I was like, I can't say
Cam. There's not that much that I would have said, but I probably would have said Randall Cunningham if I didn't know.
Oh, my God. I was thinking Steve Young or like Montana.
Steve Young was definitely not the best one.
I hate myself. I was like, I can't say two Eagles quarterbacks.
But Michael Vick was
like,
the obvious one.
Yeah, that was the obvious one. I was like, it can't be Cunningham. But of course it was.
All right, yeah. So let's get right into easy pickings for this week. And one of you guys can start and pick your game.
I'm going to go. This game's the Bills versus the Texans. I'm going the Texans easily. I'm going to say it's going to be a 13 game. I think the Texans, if Deshaun Watson plays, this is what I think is going to be. I think it's going to be an easy game for them. They're coming off the Battle of Texas against the Cowboys, and that was a hard-fought game. Watson got a little banged up, but I think playing the Bills is kind of like a bye week. I know we overlooked them because they did beat Minnesota.
Yeah, they're 2-3, man.
But listen, I think that was just cheese. I think that was gas.
Fun fact about the Bills, they have as much passing touchdowns as they do wins this year.
And you know what? I don't believe in it. Exactly. so that's why I think the Texans are going to come out top 28-13.
I'm going to keep my strategy going of picking the just against the bad teams. I'm going to pick the Vikings over the Cardinals. I haven't picked the Vikings yet. I was saving it for a game like this, honestly. Like I said, the Cardinals are just – they don't have much right now. Vikings are coming off a really good win against the Eagles, I thought. So I think the Vikings will take this momentum and just – lay into the Cardinals at home, by the way.
Score prediction
30-10. Okay. I don't think it's gonna be close. Honestly, I don't. It's an easy pickings.
Alright, well, my easy pickings, I'm picking a 1-4 team to win. And that's the Atlanta Falcons beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Because the Falcons are in a typical 1-4 team. They lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, they lost to the Panthers, they lost to some good teams. And the Bucs, they're not the same team. They beat the Saints and the Eagles, and if they ran that back, they'll lose both of those games.
The Saints and the Steelers also, and the Bengals.
I mean, they beat the Eagles.
They beat the Panthers. That's it.
I'm talking about the Bucks.
Oh, keep
going. All right, yeah. So
I thought you were talking about the Falcons.
So the Bucks, they beat the Saints, they beat the Eagles, but if they ran them back, they would lose, as I said earlier.
You don't
believe in Jameis? Nah, I don't believe in Jameis. Mr. Krabs coming back in. I'm going to go Falcons 27, the Bucks 13. And yeah, I just think the Falcons are not a true 1-4 team. They're a lot better, and they're a solid team. And they had a tough schedule so far, so it's gonna be a good game. But I think the Falcons will win that one. But that's gonna wrap up week 6 of the Logic Sports NFL Sunday podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Podcast Logic and tune in on Thursday for the Logic Sports podcast. And we'll see you guys and enjoy some football today.
All right,
peace.
Eagles dub.